March 10, 1899. The Lord shows her many chastisements. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen all embittered and afflicted, and he told me, "My daughter, my justice has grown too heavy, and the offenses I receive from men are so many that I can no longer bear them. Therefore, the scythe of death is about to harvest much, and suddenly, and by means of diseases. The chastisements I will pour upon the world are so many that they will be a sort of judgment. Who can say the so many chastisements he showed me, and how terrified and frightened I was left? The pain that my soul feels is so great that I believe it is better to keep silent. But I continue, because obedience wants it so. I seem to see streets filled with human flesh, and blood inundating the ground, and cities besieged by enemies who spared not even children. They seem to be like many furies come out of hell. They will respect neither churches nor priests. The Lord seemed to send a chastisement from heaven. What it is, I don't know. It just seemed to me that we will all receive a mortal blow, and some will be victims of death, others will recover. I also seem to see plants withered, and many other troubles that are to come over the crops. Oh God, what pain to see these things and be forced to manifest them. Ah, Lord, placate yourself. I hope that your blood and your wounds will be our remedy. Or rather, pour the chastisements upon this sinner, for I deserve them. Or otherwise take me, for then you will be free to do whatever you want. But as long as I live, I will do everything I can to oppose it.